dearest creature in creation, study English pronunciation. I will teach you in my verse, sounds like corpse, core, horse and worse. I will keep you, Susie, busy, make your head with heat grow dizzy. Tear in eye, your dress will tear, so shall I, oh hear my prayer. Just compare, heart, beard and head, dies and died, lord and word, sword and sword, retain and written. Mind the latter, how it's written. Now I surely will not plague you with such words as plague and ague, but be careful how you speak. Say break and stake, but bleak and streak. Cloven, oven, how and low, script, receipt, poem and toe. Hear me say, devoid of trickery, daughter, laughter and tipsickery. Typhoid, measles, topsails and aisles, exiles, similes and reviles. Billet does not rhyme with ballet, bouquet, wallet, mallet, chalet. Blood and flood are not like food, nor is malt like shewed and wooed. Viscous, viscount, lord and broad. Toward, to forward, to reward. And your pronunciation's okay when you correctly say croquet. Friend and fiend, alive and leave. Ivy, privy, clamour and enamour rhyme with hammer. River, rival, tomb, bomb and comb. Doll and roll and some and home. Stranger does not rhyme with anger, neither does devour with clangour. Though the differences seem little, we say actual but vital. Face but preface, not efface. Ear but an and wear and tear do not rhyme with hair but air. Seven is right, but so is even. Won't it make you lose your wits writing groats and saying grits? Finally, which rhymes with enough? Though, through, plough or dough? Or cuff? Hiccup has the sound of a cup. My advice is don't give up.